projections, they will do this type of ghosts and things flying
ghosts
in the room.
Ghosts or code?
Like they did these projections with mirrors.
Oh, yeah.
They will,
that's the camera obscura.
Yeah, they had all these effects with light and sound, and it was like going to the movies in the Renaissance, and then
people get hypnotized by these things.
But this is where
Don Thiel would talk about McLuhan's attitude toward technology was ambivalent. Joyce's attitude to technology is ambivalent. You have to be ambivalent, meaning, you know, the guy invents the camera obscura and the local representative open house says, what the fuck are you going to go through that little fucking weird apparatus? I'll just take you to other worlds, right? You don't need to do that. But the making of the apparatus fascinates people, even though it's redundant or even worse than actual parallel worlding. But the actual camera obscura, it fascinates people. So this weird thing of making technology, taking the outer trip, these things that are inside us, is what humans don't know what to do with. They don't know what to do with the Trump. Here's Trump, a whole new kind of president. Everybody's gnashing their teeth and pulling out their hair, whether they accept this or not. Are you getting it?
He's an alchemist, or people like McLuhan.
I was the best.
The technologies are just like side effects of this, looking for the perfection of man. The transmutation.
I'm reading McLuhan, a book on McLuhan. I'm going back to the original biography by Marchand, 1989. And he's quoting a lot of letters, and I'm going through it to see what letters I have that I got and what he got. And he read a lot of the stuff. He was the actual guy who organized the archives. So he organized the archives in Ottawa, and then he took notes and made a book out of it, which is very smart. But so I'm reviewing my own data I've got, 13,000 items, by doing his book. It's incredible how much McLuhan is like me. There's so many aspects of him. They tell you he did this, he did that. But one of them was he hated cars. I mean, that's me, right? I just don't want you, fucker. maybe Rocky.
I hate cars.
Every Bert's had a car. Brian out in Thailand's had a car. Y'all had fucking cars, right? You can't deny it.
Nope.
Well, who said no? Sarah doesn't
Sarah.
Count. Yeah, you don't count, Sarah. You're not even a human being. So, you know, we know that.
You're just a recording.
Yeah, Sarah's just a recording.
No. I'm not just a human being. I like that better.
Right. Yeah, you like that. See, he even likes that. But Bert, are you there, Bert, or did I have to go over and unmute you? No, unless I got to go over and see if he has to be unmuted. And there's lots of commentary going on. I guess Sarah's handling that. Sarah's job is to fight off the people posting in the chat line. Well,
I didn't have a microphone until just now.
Right. But here's the thing. Switzerland, you're not muted. Bert, what do you have to say before I do this next part? Oh, Bert, now Bert went out. So I guess he was knocked out. Well, okay, Rachi, that's very good. The alchemical knowledge, the children's stories. And, you know, so certainly nobody got it. They didn't know.
Got it. No one's going to tell on the donkey.
Yeah, we all got caught up in the matter, Bob.
Yeah, the matter, which is mater, which comes from mother. Mother worship.
I don't count.
Family
I
worship.
Don't count.
Yeah, you don't count. Okay,
not
Bert's back.
Woo.
Yeah, that's right. You're not allowed for that. Bert, is there anything you want to say before you're going to be forced to listen to I Am for an hour? And this is really interesting. The basic realities will be defined here. And this will be new knowledge, though Roxy will find that fucking John Cocteau made a movie about it. But we don't know about that yet. We'll see. Right, Roxy?
You'll find.
I mean, where's Bert? I think he just came back in. Bert just can't make it.
Bert!
Right, let me see. I was also thinking
there is this weird painting of the sister of Frank the First.
Yeah.
Margarita de Navarra. She's a princess, and then she became the queen of Navarra, the Basque.
Right, country. Navarra. Yeah.
And she's portrayed in her nightgown with a mirror.
Right.
But that's very weird for a princess.
Yes.
Or a queen.
Yeah. Right. I've seen that painting. You showed it to me. Yeah. It's fucking obvious, isn't it, Roxy?
Yeah, that they were using these techniques to go to
okay,
parallel
Roxy,
worlds.
You're getting lost in the printed book cultural mirroring of it all. Let's hear about your parallel worlding.
Oh, I had a wonderful dream yesterday about the pyramids. How there?
He called it a dream. That's always how it was a dream. You had a goddamn parallel world experience, okay? Not a fucking dream.
Yes. They're being built in the past, in the now, in the future. That's something we cannot conceive. That something is being built in all this, what we call times, at the same time. I think it's only in the present, but it was sort of...
Yeah, you're saying this is what the dream told you?
Yes, I was seeing how people in different periods are building the pyramids. That is like in the now.
Right.
And in Mexico, you see the pyramids have like different layers.
Yeah.
Because it's like things are happening in different times, but it's also all at the same time. It's so hard to explain, but it was very weird.
You mean it's weird because you could know it. You knew what you were experiencing, but you can't say it. That's what you mean is weird? That's what's weird?
Yes. How these things are not done just like we think in the now.
Yeah. They're rehearsed. Okay. You could be seeing different worlds rehearsing, and some were doing it in other worlds, and some were just rehearsals, and some were being manifested finally in this world. That's maybe what you saw, and that would be confusing.
That they're working together in different timelines.
That's what Ian says. There's all these groups, you know, arguing over the number of pyramids in the Nile Valley, whatever that valley's called, and they're planting their own guys back there from the future. So there's a lot of planting. Like, Ion has planted, the whole Ion thing that we've presented here is a planting for some timeline, probably Bob's hologram. It's, I one-upped everybody's planting. I said, oh, yeah, you guys did all that. Yeah, you showed the dinosaurs, which were made 10 minutes ago and claimed they were 5 billion years ago. All the different historical arguments. What?
The Donyasaurus.
Yeah. And Bob said, well, watch this. Wait, what does Ion used to say, Carol? You're going to watch the miracle-loving fucking thing of a god in action? What was that original statement Ion would boast?
Bert or Sarah would know it.
Yeah, you're going to witness the God
watch
living
the miracle
fucking
miracle working power of an ever loving God.
Ah, there you go,
that's right.
God.
Well, that's what I fucking said. And at one point here in the no time zone, I said, you fucking think you're impressed with that? You know, Gordie Howe, you know, he played hockey for 20 years. You're impressed with that? Bobby Orr, Wayne Gretzky. Well, watch this.
Hey, listen to this one. I'm looking up the Bolin report, Tim Bolin.
Yeah.
He's a
medical, radical medical guy.
Kind of medical and also a radical Republican. Loves Trump. And I bet he's going on about the Las Vegas shooting. He says it's because the guy was on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And they say there was a whole team of people in the room shooting. And it's the liberals trying to route Trump and try to get the guns away from the Republicans. And there's a poster going around by
the gunman. He
gun
bought
control.
A ticket.
The liberals try to get gun control, and the the right wingers say it's goddamn medical liberals who put pharmacies in people. Right, Carol?
Right. So the poster has a young woman with a semi-automatic. She's smiling nicely. and the poster words say, folks keep talking about another civil war. One side has 8 trillion bullets. The other doesn't know which bathroom to use.
That's good.
Isn't it?
That's what Tim made up?
No, Patriot.
The poster says that.
Yeah.
The poster says it's us with all the bullets because we stop gun control, and you fuckers are arguing over what bathroom to use.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Now, but wait a minute, Carol. You know what that would be? That would be hardware versus software. The right-wingers are into old industrial hardware.
Mm-hmm.
They get their jobs back.
Mm-hmm.
The Hollywood liberals are into software imagery, which is another kind of empire. And as long as the imagery dominates the hardware, you can waste your time arguing over which bathroom to use because the software imagery has confused your identity. But the stick-in-the-mud, what do they call bullets, bullion, and beans guys, right? The right-wing patriots. They are not fooled by image confusion. They don't get affected by multimedia phantasmagoria. They're sticking with their gun and their property, and you don't come near. That's good. Hardware versus software.
Okay.
Oh, wait, she's going to compliment me. Yes, Sarah, go ahead, compliment me.
I don't think anybody's ever said that before. That sounds like a unique statement, Bob.
It was. You first heard it here.
I've heard that before.
Fuck you, Nate. He cycles all experience. Nate's heard everything.
We know what your answer is.
Yeah. Why the fuck are you even here, Nate? Well, no, you aren't here. Yeah, you were here.
Nate's not here. Thank you.
Nate's not here. Oh, yeah, Fred. It's
Bob,
Fred.
You know all the autism spectrum, the spectrum TV shows.
Oh, okay, Carol's in. Let me say this point, Carol.
Yeah,
Carol's been looking at new TV shows. There are goddamn 4 or 5 new TV shows, all variations of autism. That's all they fucking show now.
But the
Sarah, let me just say that in all those, in 2 of the shows, it shows the fathers being almost abusive to their autistic sons. So it's like showing the right in the family, showing the right-wing
father,
redneck father.
Causes abusive. Autism.
Well, not even.
It absolutely.
Causes, but, yeah, but doesn't... you know,
what?
Value the disabled kid.
Right, he thinks he's stupid. He doesn't agree with Ion that this kid is great and smart. Right?
Right.
Yeah, he says nothing useful with this.
But anyway, I think that's
stirring
up the anti-redneck.
Yeah, that's always anti-redneck. So Hollywood's into letting their kids have their computers when they're 6 weeks old, and they hallucinate weird personalities like our Brent from What Youth. Brent was a victim of that. And because their technology it keeps making people be discarnate and can't get focused on the chemical body, so they're all for not defining yourself as a chemical body. But there's these other people who don't work in the Hollywood industry that drive trucks and stuff. They aren't getting mutated. They're sticking with that. They're sticking to their guns. And they don't tolerate anybody starting to mutate as a kid, right? Mm-hmm. That's the battle.
Right.
Like that, sticking to their guns.
So
I'm sticking
Sarah,
to my guns.
That's good. Well, Noah and I watched Atypical. We've been watching Atypical together. We've always used metaphors directly. Like, we'll say we're going to tell – or Noah will be like, I'm going to tell you this about my life. It's always been easier for him to communicate as an person on the spectrum through metaphors. So we were just upfront about that as he grew up.
Wait a minute. How do you communicate through metaphors since words are metaphors?
Our relationship changed the second he looked me in the face and told me that he felt like he was this character from – game. Then all of a sudden, a video game. And then all of a sudden, he could tell me what was really happening in his life as long as he used a metaphor like that.
Right. Saying he was something else. And this is years ago that started?
He was very young. And I was upfront with him about what was happening there, and he knows that's what he was doing, and we continue to do that. So we chose to do the show Atypical to use that and as conversation piece.
Mm-hmm.
And we started doing it, and both of us are like, this is awesome. But what that one we both have concluded is that everyone's on the spectrum. If it, and I haven't seen any of the other shows, but that one's a good example of how sooner or later you're going to realize everybody has a missing filter here or there or patchy.
Everybody filters. Has a missing filter here.
Yeah. Right. Because autism is just.
Filter?
Yes.
A missing filter.
Everybody has a missing filter. What does that mean?
Or some stimulus in their body.
Everybody has a problem.
Where?
Right, like an ERK.
In their
like
or
you, Bob,
glitch.
You don't remember anything.
You mean everybody is uniquely eccentric if you're a human?
Exactly. Like there's one thing that you can't block out. If you're autistic, you can't, you're limited by what you can block and merge. Does that make sense to you, Bob? Do you see what I'm
saying? Yeah, I know you're citing my article, Block and Merge.
I'm trying to use the metaphor
what,
from your work. Yeah. When a child is autistic.
Okay, how about this? There's the phrase hamartia, Latin or Greek, H-A-M-A-R-T-I-A, which means the tragic flaw. Every talented genius or something has the tragic flaw in their ability, but that's of an exaggerated version. Every one of us has a unique feature, but it also has a huge disservice. To be
Absolutely.
Unique. Now then people say, well, you erase that by all becoming one, you know, and not being an individual.
No, that's not true.
The whole oneness thing, it's not a good idea. So a lot of religions or anything that emphasizes we're all one is not true. And we should develop our tragic flaw.
Like Bob does.
Yes. Yes, I've done it all. Yeah. I've been Nate for a long fucking time. I've been Nate longer.
I've been
Fred
for
longer than you, Nate.
I don't know. I was thinking about maybe
I'm going backwards.
A long while ago.
Reverse Benjamin Button.
No, not Ben Hobab. Those are fighting words. Only I. That's my tragedy flaw. I'm fucking Hobab.
But this is a great poster.
Yeah.
Because apparently someone's threatening a civil war on November 4th, 2017.
Wow. One guy's got to be I'm going after all of you. It's amazing in the media. There are those who are saying this is really, really bad. You know, we're going to have a civil war. There's other people
crazy.
Are just arguing.
Does everybody know
war?
About...
Posters,
the mistress and everything.
Take the signs off the bathrooms, and that'll screw up everything.
Yeah.
Take down the signs.
The original reason that AIDS virus was made as a viral debilitant was to put it into the food that people get mutated and they can't function, and then they lay down sick, and then the invading army just walks in. The sick people get better in a few weeks later, and then you just put them and they run the factories for you. So you don't want to blow up things. You just want to incapacitate the people. So, yes, the transgender have all been incapacitated.
Yeah.
As they get ready. The
wow.
November 4th Civil War will last about 10 minutes.
It's funny if that doesn't happen.
Yeah. So,
horrible.
Bert's back. You have any words of wisdom, Bert? Does any of this remind you of something that I said? And you want to add before I play the next part?
If you're talking about portals, rifts, and realms, there is a clip that you played a long time ago.
It may be this, but it's always good to hear it again.
Yeah, always.
You know, that's what we're doing.
It's complex. Yeah. It's very complex to listen to. Anyway.
Right. And it's for the new people who are listening and haven't heard it, because they ain't going to go back in the archives and look for it. Sorry to those that have heard it, but I tell you, it's worth hearing again in light of the mirror that we've learned about. Okay? And if you've heard it before, it'll be very clear. In light of the mirror. Okay, so is everybody ready?
Yep.
I will stop after 30 minutes, take a break, see what anybody has to say something, and then we'll do the second half hour. I hope Akito isn't here yet to do the McLuhan, no, his notes, but we've kind of interrupted, knocked him off twice
chat.
Now.
Oh, okay.
He's got we got to find out that he's here. If anybody sees him on the chat, tell me in the future.
That's how I find out.
He's on there right now.
He's on there right now? Okay, well, he can enjoy this too. Then we'll do him after, if he can still be here. Okay, so are we ready? Everybody said their bit?
Yeah.
So let's see if Roxy will come up with some stuff from the archive after she hears this. Will it all have been already done by Alice in Wonderland?
Before we go. One thing to add. We had our talk last Sunday. This was before the Vegas event. And I'm staying at the Mandalay. Well, I'm living in Mandalay.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Start from the beginning. Yeah. Here's the synchronicity.
Okay, so I've been out of the chat for about a year because of traveling and sort of avoiding all this because Ion, whenever I contact Ion, something happens, something major.
Yeah.
Anyway, get back in with talking to you guys last Sunday. We're here, and then I'm staying in a hotel or living in a hotel in Mandalay, Myanmar, Burma, and I'm in room, 131 now. And then the day after the Vegas shooting happened, I guess where he was shooting from, the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas, and he was on the 32nd floor.
Wow.
There's another American right next to me in room 32.
Right.
So these were just...
You're in room 131?
131, yep.
Yeah, which is 3 and 2.
Yep, which is 3 and 2. And then the shooter in Vegas was shooting from the 32nd floor in the Mandalay Bay Hotel. And that was just... That was so weird. And this was the day after, or a few hours after we talked on the show here. And I'd been avoiding the show for a while because something always happens.
Right.
With this, some resonance happens, something happens in my world when there's always a major news event or something after I connect on the show.
Oh, okay. Are you in a hotel called Mandalay?
No, I'm in the city of Mandalay, Myanmar.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm staying in a hotel. And weird synchronicity was this guy in Vegas shooting from the Mandalay Bay Hotel on the 32nd floor. And
Iondome made up of ionauts, Brian. There's always a reflection of Iondome through different ionauts in the world events. It seems to be that's the rule. Now, that's what Dave Worster noticed back in the 60s when they were channeling cosmic awareness, that they'd have something happen to them, and then it would show up in the media about 3 weeks later. So I give Dave credit, the first to sort of experience xenochrony, strange synchronicity of his life in the media. Now, we're all contributing that here. Different ones of us are reflecting in the world events at some point. In this case, it was you. And that was your first time? That wasn't your second time. That was your first time last week that we talked to you.
Well, yeah, like a year.
Yes, I mean. And Carol says no. You think he's on 2 weeks in a row, Carol? Yeah, in my mind, I thought you were on 2 weeks, Brian. But you're saying no. Last week was your first time. Yeah, that's another thing. It's hard to remember anything. Or it's all mixed up a lot now, what's going on here. There it is, Bert. There's always something that Ion can claim that we kind of maybe did something here, you know? We maybe caused this, you know? We don't like to draw attention to ourselves. But Brian doesn't get that often. Or no, he says it happens every time he does Ion, but it still disoriented you, freaked you out, did something to you, right?
Yeah, it's first week back.
Yeah.
The strange resonance and the word xenochrony comes up, but that's or synchronicity, xenochrony, a strange resonance with whatever we're doing here with the mirror world out there in the media world, something happening.
Yes, you were here at the beginning. Oh yeah, at the beginning of this recording, Ion explains. We talk about why I'm the most powerful person in history. So here we were talking. This is in April 26, 2010. So it's a year after Ian showed up, and somehow Ian's been saying I am in a significant position. But that's because if you're rubbing up against Ion, you know, no telling what is going to happen to you. Every one of us that engages Ion.
Bob, get this. This was happening, okay, before I was talking. Yeah, we talked on the show on Sunday, and then the Monday it happened. Well, the Friday before, another teacher and I that I work with, we were just talking about Las Vegas. And going to Vegas, and how much fun we would have there in Vegas, and all the great things there is to do there. And in Vegas, if you look at the picture where the shooting happened, next to the hotel, the Mandalay Bay Hotel, is the Luxor, which is that giant pyramid, black pyramid.
That'd be Roxy. Way to go, Roxy. You just killed fucking 59 people. You and Brian are going to... We're going to tack this on you guys.
You know what? I was actually in that hotel.
Just a minute. Wait a minute. What, Roxy? Say again.
When I went to Las Vegas, I stayed in that pyramid.
Oh! When was that? Years ago?
I think in 95 or 96.
A long time ago. That pyramid is a hotel? It's like the Luxor Hotel or something? I see.
Yes, they have all...
So there you planted yourself back so you could one-up fucking Brian, who's trying to take credit for this. Oh, no, I was in the pyramid 22 years ago.
Got you. Ion's taking credit for this, because the pyramid is the Ion symbol on the Hyle.
Yes, right.
And they said there is a laser beam that goes from the pyramid that is seen from outer space.
Oh, really?
And they have a reproduction of the top of Tutankhamun.
The what? Tutankhamun? A temple that he did?
No, the tomb.
Yeah,
they
it's
have
tomb.
A reproduction.
Tutankhamun.
No, Bob, the hotel, the Luxor, has a laser beam shooting out from it that goes into space and maybe touches the moon or something. It's part of the special effects of the hotel. But you can look at the overview of the Mandalay Bay Hotel where the shooting happened, and that right next door is the Luxor Hotel, which is a pyramid. It's the same image of Ion on the pyramid on the Hawaiianic. And it made me, when I saw Mandalay Bay, Mandalay, the city I'm in, and staying in a hotel, and then the pyramid, the Luxor, I was like, oh, wow, okay, Ion's at it again.
Bob's at it. Okay, Tutankhamun tomb is there. Tutankhamun was discovered in 1922 because I was fucking born in 1922. I showed up, the whole Egyptian Moses part of Bob immediately manifested in the world, 1922. So I put something further back than you guys.
I heard that story.
So is the Tutankhamun tomb part of the Luxor Hotel, Roxy?
Yes, because they have in each hotel like a theme. There is like the Bellagio is like Venice, and this one was Egypt.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, very good. Did you stay there by yourself?
No, I went with the sister that lives in Virginia.
Ah, and she, what did she think of it? She like it?
Yes. I found all this environment very weird. You have in all hotels you have like a theme, like a chapel.
Yeah.
Shopping mall and some restaurants and
they're all in the Egyptian theme,
the casinos and some entertainment.
I see.
Each hotel has some weird it's
hologram.
Like Disneyland for adults.
What'd you say? For adults. Okay, so Brian, so you know what Xenocrates? Xenocrates is strange.
I just wanted to mention. I posted some of the parts of the film of The Beauty and the Beast where they're using tablet mirror to do their video conference and their Skype.
Who did this?
Jean Cocteau.
Oh, okay. You just posted on my Facebook page.
On your Facebook. So
okay, thanks.
And also, Orfeo's going through the mirror. And something about the castle of Raleigh, where this film was filmed, that we didn't want to, but it's very surrealist, very weird.
Okay, good. Hey, Brian. Xenochrony was Zappa's term for the strange synchronicity, the strange coming together of excerpts from different concerts that he didn't want to come together, but they would come together, different parts of different songs from different concerts that he recorded. So I take that term. So strange synchronicity is my life in the media. Now you can have, you personally can, okay, like you just had a synchronicity in the media because your Mandalay thing was there. Okay, that's a personal subjective thing that only you notice. Xenochrony is a more public thing in the realm of language and social mortar where people could call me up and say, Bob, you were mentioned again. And they know the code or they know something about me and it's in there. So there's a public meaning for xenochrony. You know, like I claim I'm the only one doing the xenochrony because I'm out there talking about it for 20 years. You're not talking about that on the radio or anything.
No, it just happened to you personally. I'm just talking about, that's a synchronicity.
It happened to you personally. We'll call that synchronicities. But xenochrony, you can't use that term unless you use it. Yeah,
no,
synchronicity
in
the mirror.
I don't, Bob. That's reserved for you, that term.
Yeah, so, and I you don't have to. You can be start doing it. I'm not, you know, limiting it just to me. But so far, I've got a word monopoly on that.
A word monopoly?
World monopoly.
The Vegas shooter is part of the mystery landscape. There's no motive for the shooter. No one can figure out
okay, just a bit, sir. Hey, so I'm not following it, Brian, but you can't, when I do look at the headlines, and I see there's a lot of confusion, but there's a lot of different information sources happening now. There's no, you know, the conspiracy freaks are there within 5 seconds of an event, and the other guys are there, and everybody's hijacking their mythic stage. You know, actually people through the web are trying to change history and fit it into their history. You know what I mean? They're trying to do this. You know, these guys present tombs back in Egypt. They plant them back so their timeline works. We're supposed to change the 60s, but everybody's actually doing it a lot in their postings, in their Facebook pages. They're saying, look, this is what I told you. You know, and they have some weird take on the thing. So how do we even know anything? I wait till the dust settles, if it ever can. And you're telling me now, a week later, the dust is settling, and they're starting to say all this weird stuff about the guy, right? They actually can't figure out what happened. That's interesting.
No, it's a mystery. He's a mystery. He doesn't fit any of the paranoia conspiracy theory profiles or any kind of ISIS profile or anything. It's just
and they think there's other people were with him.
Well, yeah, and it sounds like the conspiracy posters, like, oh, it's a JFK event. Of there must have been a third shooter or something in there. So even, but that's all coming out as no, we're not sure. This is strange. It's not an ISIS person. It's not this or not that. It's just weird.
So the White House, when you say the cops and the authorities, they're part of the word that makes market the central part of their Android meme. They're even admitting there's something odd.
Yeah, he didn't have a criminal background or an ISIS profile or anything. He led a kind of secretive, quiet life apparently, and just suddenly happened out of nowhere. It was meticulously planned. Meticulously planned, but it wasn't obvious that it was obviously a radical ISIS person or someone with an agenda or something.
Are the memes still saying, okay, this means gun control, and the other guys are saying, like Carol's poster, no, we're going to have a civil war. Are people getting really worked up about trying to understand this and take positions on it?
Yes, of course. And then you got people that were there at the event getting shot at, that, you know, there's all kinds of recordings on Instagram, and people took videos of the event, and there's people calling out other people that were there at the event, kind of hijacking their statuses. Oh,
but the what about the people that miraculously the weren't there?
Right.
Okay, you're saying something in the audience that was getting shot at, they do something strange?
Well, there were people there at the event that have recordings, and now you've got people hijacking the people that were there, saying, oh, they were brave, this person was brave, this person was a coward, this person... There was some famous celebrity there, Dan Blitzerman or something, that's a big macho image in the media, and he was running away from the gunshots, and...
Oh, so there's a whole subplot about how people performed in the pressure.
Right. in
the event. They were reviewed. Their lives are ruined. I was caught running away.
A lot of overlay in 1 week.
I'm glad I was there. I'd be going, look what I'm doing. They have, who's that guy yelling? He's, look what I'm doing. Look, I'm doing this. That's me, 22, 18. Brian Abandale. Imagine the video of me if I was there, what I had been saying. Oh, that'd be fucking highly suspicious.
Well, and then it feeds back into Trump because obviously people that were there were country music fans and they must be Trump supporters and they deserve to die and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there's still people who are really pissed off at Trump.
Yeah.
Well, they really think he's got to go.
What's the fucking guy, on Trump?
James Fennell or whoever replaced Letterman, one of those Stallone, he said Trump has to resign. These are goddamn talk show hosts or comedians getting political in the middle of their show. Like, what are they basing it on? Nobody knows a goddamn fucking democracy. The guy got elected. It's because he offends you. Everybody's taking the world too personally. That is a subliminal effect of Web 2.0. Everybody starts taking the media that they're seeing and having access to and being able to comment on, they're taking it too personally. They believe in their blooming world, to quote McLuhan. Right, Carol?
Totally.
They're just taking it too personally.
They see it as their identity, and when it doesn't line up with how they want to be projected, they just see it as a splinter in their body.
Right. Yeah, out vowel spot, whatever that Shakespeare line is. Out dark spot, get the fuck out. Well, okay, this is all gonna get cleared up by Ion once we start listening to this.
Yeah. Maybe you should play it backwards. That should clear it up.
Yeah. No, this is pretty good. It's pretty clear. And I noticed we're just talking about me just before, so I go back a minute and you hear the power talk. And so this is just a year later. I'm already secret. I'm not telling you guys. We've just started. This is April 26, 2010. We've just been doing Tailgate. People are just starting to hear Ion on Chief Radio. And Carolyn, this month, April 2010, is when we're given the cold play and the answer to cancer. So a lot of why does the echo start coming in now? You know what I mean? Like, why wasn't I echoing the last half
hour?
Here's
one last thing about YouTube is trying to stop people seeing Las Vegas conspiracy theories. YouTube alters search algorithm over fake Las Vegas conspiracy videos.
Wow. Like, there's somebody really trying to control the narrative. You know, all these people, humans love to control the narrative. It's like the root of power. You get to decide who gets blamed. That's all the power is. Okay. Right?
Everybody's their own little Hitler.
Yes. We are all history. We are every one of those. You're all Lee Harvey Oswald in the end. That's probably the final figure you are. You've been duped. You've been framed, and you're going to be killed. Okay? Look at it that way. Nobody gets out of here alive. Because you're all Lee Harvey Oswald in the end. You may have been Cleopatra, Julius Caesar, but in the end, Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, there's probably fights on the ascended level of where we're having these fights. Arguing which media archetype is the last guy. I'm sure by my relaxed detachment, I will win without doing fuck all. See, that's how you win. You don't do anything. You don't show up.
Yeah, you can't fight. Don't do it again.
Yeah, Nate. And I'll just be representing Fred here. Nate.
I'm in Mandalay watching Brian's
video
scene.
You're in Mandalay in the world?
In YouTube, yeah.
You mean his city?
Yep.
She's right there, Brian, traveling around your hologram.
There are your shoes outside a temple.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That was spot on, Carolyn.
Okay, Bob, you're on. I'm muting.
Okay. Iandum, like the mind, by taking in and feeding back, the same image becomes a wheel, a cycle, able to retrieve all experience. That's what Ion did. Ion is the original mirror.
But that's just, yeah.
I was thinking, actually.
At the other edge of the whole thing.
Just a minute, Roxy.
Actually,
what are you saying, Nate? Just a minute, Roxy. What's Nate saying?
You said Ion's a mirror, and I said, yeah, but on the other edge of the whole thing.
Yep. I agree. Yes, Roxy. You were just thinking what?
That all medias are trying to be the mirror, the magic mirror. That it's about the reflecting of the light and the broadcasting of the light.
What was your first words? You said all art is doing that? What was your first?
All mirrors?
No, all media. Media are related to the light, like the book.
Yes. Yeah.
And photographs, the film, the TV, and also the sound, but all our cell phones, it's like a mirror of the mirror of the magic mirror that.
Right.
It's like,
and I was going to bring this up 40 minutes ago. McLuhan's one of his first essays in the early 40s is titled "Analogical Mirrors." That's what you're trying to say, Roxy. Mm-hmm. Mirrors,
right.
Analogy. Right. Analogical mirrors.
Right. Quote.
What?
You always know the exact.
I always know. That's right. I always know what everybody's trying to talk about. I already been there. I got a good memory for what I learned. Yeah, I've been waiting to say analogical mirrors for 45 minutes. Then you gave me the context. Yes, the mirror. And then McLuhan used to point out that the world. Right, the world. Yeah, you know what, guys? I plant shit in by this fucking show. I plant stuff 3 hours ago in the songs that it'll show up later, right? We got 11 hours, so, you know, I'm doing the planting right here.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. You're not even in the game. You got to start doing that yourself. You're just planting. So Roxy, we will see.
Doing it for yourself.
Who is?
Everyone's always doing it for themselves. You got to realize that.
Yes.
You do it.
Yeah, we do a conscious here. This is a new kind of consciousness. So McLuhan would always bring up, he'd puzzle, why do we flip the world? When the world goes through your eyes, you flip it in your perceptual apparatus, in your brain. And then he says, okay, so why do we flip the world? Is that like you as a god, you got the outer kingdom, you are basically going to fuck with it. So whatever experience is presented to you, you're going to flip it and make it yours. Okay,
because
that's my explanation.
You turn it into your opposite, and so you get everything in between. So
right. Now, Ion would come up with an amazing statement about what I'm just talking about. I don't think we have one, but Ion could go into what it is really about. The other thing is McLuhan said, we cannot know media, and we can't know the world, and when we're in the process of knowing it, we flip it. But that process of knowing and flipping proves, he said, that media come from us. Because you can know media, therefore they come from us. McLuhan has this assumption that if you don't know anything, then if it isn't human or part of the human world, you wouldn't know it. So that's why he says media are extensions of us or mirrors of us. So the mirror. Hey, we may come in. The mirror function. So when I saw my vision in 1970, it was a shiny mirror. But it's the mirror function, which it can be a TV, a book, a movie, a telephone.
Yeah.
It's the mirror function itself that Ion's talking about, not a however you picture a mirror. Right?
And it has to do with the dream I had of the pyramid. In all the times, because it's like the Beast has this magical mirror and he can look anything he wants, anytime, yeah. any place. And so we are doing that with our cell phones, with our computers, with TV.
Great.
Like you said, always we are paddling world with these devices. And
right.
we look at all times, at all places. So it makes us godlike, ascended-like. But it's the porn of real ascension.
Right. Mm. It's not real ascension. It's the porn of it. You know, remember, Carolyn, you saw Lost. Anybody here seen Lost? Remember that at one point in Lost, near the end, they go to some place and they can look at the different times. It's like a little telescope observatory. Anybody remember that in Lost?
I remember that, kind of, yeah, with the big swinging pendulum thing.
Yeah, yeah, right. And somebody was there ahead of everybody and could see everybody and was bringing
yeah.
everybody together. Yeah. So to be a success in Hollywood, you just have to ransack children's stories, then read a couple of occult books on it, and then you're good to go because they're all repeating the same fucking story, which could be what you saw in your dream. You were anticipating the themes today, Roxy, by them showing you, look, the pyramid, the basic wisdom, shows up everywhere in all cultures. The same message.
Yeah, we're not just in one time. We're in many different timings.
Yeah. And they're really it's showing you that there was no difference. So how different was each timing? Since they were showing
content,
the
same form. It's a time.
Yeah, now take any words, any sentence would be inadequate. Like you just said a pretty good bunch of words, as Ian says, very good words, but it's very far from the facts. I wonder how much we can keep going. Will we ever get to say it right? Well, Ian seems to be saying it right, but most
There's
people
no
don't understand what Ian's
wrong.
Saying. Right? No way to say it wrong.
It's all like the mirrors, every mirror that exists or reflection is just like a hole into the same place from a different angle.
A distortion, an angle, yeah, a distortion into the same place.
A refraction.
Yeah. So I'll wonderful. Pronounce you immortal and vampires. You're all fucking vampires now. I pronounce you immortal.
And you have been all along.
We have been all along. Jesus, we can't go anywhere with Nate here in background. We can't get any forward movement
in
any topic.
We've already gone everywhere. That's the point. And
yeah. And nothing's happened.
Stand back and listen to the words of an ever loving God.
Bob. Ever loving Bob.
Ever loving Bob Fowler.
Ever loving Bob.
Stand back and listen to the ever loving archives of a. Fantastic Bob. Yeah, I've come up with the ultimate grammarian. Ion's the ultimate grammarian. He corrects everybody. As you'll hear, I get seriously corrected in this fucking excerpt. You're going to like this. Not a grammar.
Don't
Carol
take it personal,
too.
Bob. Don't take it personal.
Bob, here's a parallel world anecdote for you from... relating to the magic mirrors and all that stuff. Okay, when I was a child, my brother and I would play. We had a playroom filled with Legos and things like this, and there was a mirror in the room on a chest of drawers played on. And we noticed one day that there was someone looking at us through the mirror on the other side.
You could see the person.
And, well, it wasn't us. It was a. We thought it was a Joker figure, or like a Harley Quinn or a Joker or something kind of menacing, right? And we'd go in there and we'd see our images and then we'd see this Joker looking back at us, kind of menacing.
That's pretty good.
And one day we were playing the Legos in the room and noticed the mirror and noticed the figure looking at us. And the Joker, the Harley Quinn, stepped out of the mirror. And chased us out of the room and out of the house. We ran out of the house, screaming our heads off. So my older brother still remembers this incident, and it made me think of something Roxy mentioned earlier, or you were talking to her about Ion, or the experience you had with La Femelle that
in the mirror. Yeah, in the restaurant.
Someone was looking out from the mirror at you as kind of a communication portal from others. So we can look into the mirror, and other beings can look back at us also.
Yeah.
Through the mirror.
So you actually, as far as you know, it was pretty, just me, Rashi, it was pretty real. This fucking thing came out of the mirror and chased you out of the house. That is something you can, as far as you know, happened, right?
Yeah, it's one of the most vivid memories I have of childhood.
Wow.
And,
wow.
My brother,
that's a good one.
My brother confessed to that, and I did a painting years later of the Harlequin, because it kept coming up in themes, and now I keep a Joker card in my wallet.
Right. Now, Brian, when I first met Brian, you know, emailing many years ago, you said that you used to live in one of the Hawaiian Islands and do a lot of ayahuasca, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and the RNA drops helped you do parallel worlding or something.
Yeah, my dreams became so intense that I didn't require ayahuasca anymore.
Ah, that was your first, that's how you stood out when you first corresponded to me. Do you know the year? Was Ion here when you first contacted us? Like 2010, 2011?
No, I've been lurking for years. You showed up in my world through the Church of Subgenius while I was still in high school. Someone had mentioned Bob in the Church of Subgenius. So I had been lurking for years and followed Android memes and Ocarina and all that stuff and the media and the Matrix and all that.
You mean you knew about me before Ion showed up?
Yes, for years. I've been for years, yep. But I didn't take any of your shit seriously because you had no product. And then the drops came out. Well, I was in China when the drops came out, and I was practically dying from all the pollution there. And it literally, saved my life. Like, I was able to survive China and live there because of the drops.
Awesome. Now, the drops come out in 2011. Do you recall listening to us talking to Ion on cash flow? Were you aware of that? Did you experience it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you must have come in 2011 or so.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. So, Roxy, you were going to say?
Yes, that this character that we saw in the mirror of the Nicolas Flamel restaurant, with the three faces that is also in your bottle.
Yeah.
Is this man looking at all times at the same time and all directions? And Jean Cocteau, who was supposed to be also in the Priory of Zion,
yeah,
is showing these type of things in his movies. Like I said before, the people that ascend have to put these clues everywhere, and so we see it in the movie. But it can, it's not only about finding the stone and the eternal life, but it's also sometimes prophecy. He's showing people doing this type of video conference or chatting with the mirror that they see things.
Let me interject here. So there's two aspects. You say it's not only about defining the stone and altering your blood. That'd be the personal ascension. When you say it's prophecy, prophecy goes into social mortar, right?
Well,
public language.
They
public
show
event.
Sometimes these future technologies.
That's social mortar.
I think that maybe the ascended in these castles have. They use mirrors to go to other places as portals or... And he's showing that in his films as fiction, but I don't think it's fiction.
Right. Well, see, he was head of the Priory of Zion, which is what my father worked for, and you get the Priories of Ion. You move the S or Z toward the word priory, and you get Ion.
This is why also people like Leonardo will do all these helicopters and all type of technologies that... are very
they got the mirrors.
Yeah, they're going to.
Yeah, you heard Ion saying, in describing the crystal ball, you heard the recording where he says that's what the mirror function is in the crystal ball possibilities.
Yes, and
look
and
at anything.
The painting I was talking about, the Savior of the World, that Jesus has on the one side, on the one hand he's doing the sign of ascension, pointing up. On the other hand, he has the crystal.
Right.
Ball.
Yeah. How come there's so much of this stuff and humans are so smart? Humans are very smart,
aren't
they?
Because they think it's only fiction. They think it's a fairy tale.
No, they know it's true, but they want to act fucking little. They come here following my mandate to act real dumb. Remember, that's what I said. We're all going
to
act dumb, but someday we're going
to
get back to not being dumb.
Mystery. We had to enjoy the mystery, Bob's mystery.
Yeah, pretend we don't know.
Meet at the rendezvous point.
We're just pretending not to know, Bob. Yeah, we're not looking for the
answers. Yeah, you guys are just pretending I'm in charge. Everybody pretends that Bob's running this project. I've been doing it for 10,000 years. You just say, oh, let Bob think he's in charge. Yeah, I'm on to you guys. That's
See,
what I'm,
that's
it's
Trump's
not, we're not going to get the...
Trump's marrying Bob. We're just letting him think he's running things.
Yeah, that's why things are going to not happen according to the schedule you guys expected on.
Well, we're on to you being on to us, so.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's going to change the schedule, Bob.
Yeah, that's right. We're on to each other, again. Remember, I used to do that, looking back at you, looking back at me, looking back at you,
yep.
Looking back at me,
yeah.
Looking back at you. Hey, Carolyn, are women told not to look back when they pass some guy or something?
Probably.
Yeah, because I do that all the time on a walk. A nice girl comes by, and maybe there's an exchange, a nod or something, and then I wait, and I keep watching. Then I look back, and they never fucking are looking back. And I says, I know, you women are trained, never to fucking look back, okay? So.
Oh.
I've been tempted to yell out, don't look back! But it came to me, oh yeah, girls are told not to look back. Or I thought I heard someone saying, do you think so? Are they told that or is no not to look back?
That's because when you look back, you'll turn into a pillar of salt.
Yeah. Yes. If you look back, then that means that you're interested.
Lot's wife looked back.
Yes.
Well, Lot's wife looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt.
Well, she was starting to get real because we're all basically light and salt. So the Bible misinterpreted. She was on her way to ascension. She was turning into her basic self. Yeah, she ascended. Oh, no, that's not the way they teach it. I mean, half you people were Sunday school teachers, right? They're the worst terrorists in the culture.
Yes, and
looking back,
the favorite piece of James Joyce, the Orpheus.
James Joyce, what happened in February? The opals?
The favorite opera, the favorite musical piece.
Oh, yeah, opera.
The Orfeo.
Orfeo?
What, that's the name of an opera? Orfeo?
Orpheus.
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 Orpheus is the way we say it when you're an animal.
He can make the most beautiful music, so he's allowed by the gods to go to the world of the dead, to the gods,
yeah.
And take back his lover, but they told them not to look back when
That's
they were
right,
going
Persephone.
Out. And she did look back, and she stayed
right.
And that's why women shouldn't look back.
Right, it's in the culture, isn't it? Okay. Yeah, Orpheus, I guess, did it before the Bible story. Lot did it, or his wife did it. So Orpheus did it, yes, and then he got torn apart. Or is that Osiris? Probably anyone. It's the same story. It's the same goddamn story. So... it's wonderful being born as a little man, pretending you don't know nothing, and you go through all these stories that are the same story, but you think they're different.
It's like mirroring is every instance of looking or perceiving through a mirror. It's one thing.
Yep. Yep. Okay, well this now involves...
it's kind of like looking back all the time now.